Hey, welcome on pointers to the On Point cast, where we talk about achieving our purpose in life. And there's so many great things we've been talking about lately. But today, our topic is, what is wrong with negative thinking? You know, everybody does it, including myself. I think negative all the time. Is this really wrong? Is this something we don't want to do? Well, our guest today is Helen from England, and she's going to share how negative thinking was keeping her from really enjoying life. All right, let's get into the interview. Well, Helen, it's such a pleasure to have you here today. We're going to have such a great time. One of the things that you have experienced is overcoming chronic illness. How are you able to do that? How are you able to overcome this?
Well, it's taken me a few years, I have to be honest. And it hasn't been an easy journey. But positivity is the word that comes to mind when you ask me that question. Positivity and positive thinking.
Wow. And I can tell that in your voice. You're very positive. So before the illness, right, were you positive or is this something you had to learn?
It's something I had to learn. I did have quite a negative bias beforehand. And actually, that stayed with me when I was first ill. And it's only recently, actually, in the past, I'd say 8 years or so, that my positive thinking, I started working on myself and I'd started working on positive thinking. And it brought me to a new level in my life.
Wow. How did you go from the transition? What are the steps or how did you go from going negative thinking to positive thinking?
It might help you to explain this if I tell you a little bit about my journey, if that's okay.
Sure. That would be awesome.
Okay. So I'm in my 40s now, and I first had a blood clot in my leg when I was 20. And I was at university. I was a student and I was working in Germany for a year as a teacher as part of my course. And I got a bad pain in my leg and I was very breathless. I didn't know what was going on. So after a lot of to-ing and fro-ing, I got checked out and found I had a large thrombosis in my leg and I had a PE as well, a pulmonary embolism. So there was a long recovery ahead, but I was 20 and I'd wanted to go out and party. I wanted to do what 20-year-olds do. So I just did that and I didn't really look after myself. And I do what a lot of people do. I hid myself. I stuck my head in the sand and I wouldn't think about the fact that I was ill. I wanted it to just go away.
Okay, you're ignoring it.
Yeah, I totally ignored it. I would not confront it. I wouldn't accept it. I just didn't want it as part of my life. But I'm afraid it kept happening again. So when I finished university, I had another blood clot. I was 21 at this point. Over the past few years, after that blood clot that I had at 21, I kept on. I still wouldn't think about what was happening to me. I would not talk to anybody about it at all. I had another blood clot when I was 25 and another one when I was 32. And it was only when I was 32 that I actually thought to myself, I need to do something about this. I need to really...
Wow, that took you like 12 years.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I think there are a number of factors why. Some of it was because when you have a thrombosis, people can't see it. So when you break your leg, people can see that you've got a broken leg. Whereas when you've got a thrombosis, people can't see it. So they don't think that you have an illness at all. So their reaction to you when you say, oh, I've been unwell or I'm not very well is, well, you look okay. You look fine.
They can't see it. So she looks good to me. No problems.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. So that was one problem, really. The other one was the fact that I had to get my head out of the sand and start thinking about what had happened to me and think, actually, I could have died. Four times I could have died. And that was a very scary thought. So yeah, going through this thinking was something that I had to do. So like I said, it was only when I reached about 40 that I started to actually dig deep into myself and do a lot of personal development work. And that's when I started thinking, right, okay, what are my true feelings about my illness? What scares me? Why? And at that point, I started picking myself apart, really. And it was a painful journey. It was very painful, especially opening doors that you'd shut years ago. you know, opening those creaky doors and looking at your emotions.
Looking inside, opening the door, seeing what's inside can be very scary, right?
Very scary. And there's nobody to catch you either. When you open that door and you confront what's behind it, there's nobody to catch you. They've just got yourself. So that's kind of how I ended up getting to the positive stage. I started working on those feelings. I did have help from a charity in the UK, and I'm now a volunteer ambassador for that charity. And so that's kind of, in a very few words, that's my story of my illness.
So it really starts with seeing reality, right? Even though we have these challenges in our lives, it comes down to seeing the reality and not ignoring it.
That's right. I think the main thing for me was confronting it. Actually looking it in the face, looking illness in the face, looking your own mortality in the face, and actually accepting it. That was the big thing for me.
Yeah. Well, definitely it sounds like that was a challenge. And I'm sure that's a challenge with everybody, is really seeing what's happening in our lives and seeing the reality of our situation. But that's really good news that you're able to go from one state to now a positive thinker and looking out for what you want to do in the future. Ultimately, where do you want to go in your life? What are some of the outcomes you want to achieve?
So the outcome that I'd love to achieve, and I'm working on it now, is that I became a coach around about 18 months ago, something like that. And about a year ago, I decided to specialize in coaching people for chronic illness. So I decided that I wanted to take people from those dark days that I had and take them through the process that I had, but help them hold their hands effectively while they're going through that process, and then get them to where I am now, because my life is great. I love my life at the moment.
You're definitely a happy person. That's exciting. I can see that. Yeah. So you had this experience going down this pathway, and then you definitely had a negative attitude, and you're able to go from being negative to positive, to being a positive thinker with hope in your life. And you want to help other people do that too. And that's your passion. That's something you really want to do. So that's exciting. So people find you, and then what's your plan after people connect with you and say, hey, you know, I have a similar situation as you, and can you help me through this situation? What's your plan? How do you plan on helping somebody go from being like a negative thinker to a positive thinker?
Well, we're all individuals. So what I tend to do is listen to their story and listen to how they tell it as well, and work out their story and their illness defines them. Because I've got people that come to me, and when I ask them to describe themselves to me, they will say, I suffer from such and such illness. I suffer from an illness. And it almost defines them. Whereas I want to get them to a point where they can say, hi, my name's Helen. And there's, you know, you wouldn't look at me or hear me. And
so you want to help people go from I'm experiencing this situation to hi, my name is.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. So you don't want someone's situation to identify them. You want them to think of where they're going in their life.
That's right. And looking towards a positive future, because we can have positive futures, all of us who suffer from illness. I know that we're in a very strange situation with COVID-19 at the moment, and it might be quite difficult to look towards a future because we're not sure what that future will look like. And it's certainly going to be different to what it was before. But we can all use a positive attitude to try and even make baby steps towards a positive future. All of us, not even the people that suffer from a chronic illness. In this situation that we're in at the moment, we can all use positive thinking and make those baby steps towards it.
Correct. So no matter who we are, we can be taking these baby steps that help us to move forward, right? And you're able to help people. They're in this cycle of a downward cycle. You're able to help them to move forward. How are you able to help them actually accomplish their plans? Because ultimately you help someone have a plan, right? And how do you help them to accomplish that plan?
Okay, so what I do is that we work on the confrontation of the illness and the acceptance of the illness first. And that is a kind of package in itself, because we can't move on until we've actually figured that out. Once they accept to their illness, then you take that step forward. Think of it like a line in the sand. You're one side of it when you're defining yourself as a chronic illness sufferer. And then once you accept it, you walk over that line, you walk towards your future. So after we've done that stage, what we do is look at how they want their future to look like. And I ask them to dream a bit, believe in things that they've never believed in before. And I'll give you an example. When I was ill, I was told, you're not going to travel very far because you can't go long haul. You can't get on a bus for hours and hours. You can't do this. You can't do that. It was all you can't. Whereas...
it wasn't what you can, it's what you can't do.
Yeah. Whereas now I'm a frequent long haul traveler. Traveling is one of the passions in my life in my spare time. I've achieved quite a lot, which I was told I wasn't going to. I've done many road races. And this is somebody who I could barely walk after my blood clots. And I had to learn to walk again without the pain, obviously. And I started running. So it took time. You know, these things do take time. But in my head, I was going to do it. I have huge determination. So I work with my clients to build that determination and build that resilience up and look at those dreams and say, I'm going to get that. Because you can.
Wow. So to help people do it, you help them to have this dream of where they're going, and you help them to have this resilience or this determination to achieve that.
That's right. Yes. And we can all learn these things. It is possible. Like I said before, I had a terrible negative bias and I believed I could not do these things. And I had a very boring life actually before. I'm a totally different person now. And I'm in my late 40s and I don't feel it at all. I feel as though I'm kind of reliving my youth because I love traveling. I love sport. I'm always doing challenges within my reasons that I can, because I still suffer from post-thrombotic syndrome, which is quite painful. But these obstacles, these are only obstacles to me. An obstacle is nothing to me. I jump over those obstacles, literally jump over them.
Wow, you are conquering so many things, right? So I can just hear all these things you're overcoming. You're overcoming the things that people said you could never do, right? So that's one of the big things you're overcoming. And you're not letting things hold you back, right? So what would you say are the biggest things that you've had to overcome so that you could move forward?
It was overcoming the mental block. It was literally accepting what was going on. And I wouldn't even talk to my husband about it for years. So my family didn't know what was going on with me. The closest people in my life had no clue what was going on in my head because I couldn't even go there in my own head. So that was the biggest obstacle, the mental block of I am a chronic illness sufferer. And it defined me.
Wow. So the thing that you had overcome was this mental thing based on your health, and you were allowing that situation to determine what you would do and what you wouldn't do. And that controlled you over the years.
Absolutely. Yeah. It made me very depressed. Didn't really have an awful lot to look forward to. And I thought, I can't do this. I can't do that. And, you know, like I said, my life was pretty boring, actually.
So when you're in this state of like being controlled by your illness, it definitely gave you this boring life of an attitude of what can I do? I can't do much. And now since your attitude has shifted to a positive attitude, now you're out doing things like traveling the world and enjoying your family. And the benefits are amazing because I'm sure your family's saying, I like you now compared to the way you were in the past, right? They're going, you're a lot more fun to be with now compared to the past. So they can definitely see this change, right? And you see your the people you're helping having to overcome the exact same things that you had to overcome, this mental block.
That's right. And it's an emotional journey. And I am there to help them through those emotions as well. And what we do is look at their thinking and have a look at the strategies that they can use to change that thinking as well. Rather than, I can't do this, they might have an obstacle. So they might say, well, I can't do that because my illness won't let me. So we look at what they can do instead. So we look at alternatives. And there's always going to be a way around. You might not be able to achieve exactly that thing that you have in your sight, but there's always a way around. There's always another option. And actually, other options could be more exciting. It could lead you in.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. I mean, your paths in life almost open out because you have to look at different paths in your life and think, well, okay, I might not be able to run a marathon, but I could do just a 10-minute walk. You know, you just have to look at the options. And it's amazing what you can come up with. Just to sort of give you an example again about the traveling, when I was told you can't go long haul, I decided, right, okay, we're going to get on a boat instead. And we did a holiday to America and we went on a boat. And then I started pushing the boundaries a bit more and saying, well, I can do this. And it almost mind over matter as well. Once you get your mental state in the right way, that helps your body as well.
So it's like taking these baby steps first, which gets you moving. And as you're moving, you're discovering, wow, I can do more or I can do this. But it starts off with taking these steps, overcoming by taking steps and moving forward. And as you're moving forward, finding all these great things that you could do that you never thought you could possibly do. And, you know, just from our conversation, I can tell right now that you are enjoying life. And so how do you make sure that you continue to enjoy the journey of living life?
I work on myself constantly. So my journey of self-discovery is not over at all. And that's an exciting point. You know, what will I be doing in a year's time? You know, what can I achieve? So at the moment, I'm challenging myself. Unfortunately, we are not going to be able to drive Route 66 this year because of the COVID-19 situation. So I decided I'm going to do it virtually. So I'm cycling and walking it over month, and I've got about 500 miles to go. So I've come a long way.
That is awesome. You took something that you were really looking forward to doing and figuring out how you could do it in just a different way. That is so inspiring.
That's the beauty of looking at life this way, really. It's looking at what you can achieve, working on yourself constantly. I constantly writing things down. If I have something that's worrying me, I write it down, and I might do a diagram as well and look at the problems and write words that I'm feeling, all the emotions. And then that helps me to cope with it and deal with it. And I go back and look at what's on the paper. And because it's down on paper, it's real as well. And it helps me cope with if I'm frightened about something. I write the words frightened down and then underneath why, and then I work through that problem. So it's constantly looking at yourself, constantly working out the problems.
So one of the key things that you do to help you enjoy is writing things down. Is this a journal or is this a scrap piece of paper or a notebook? What do you write your stuff down on?
I have a notebook which actually says on the front of it, your future looks bright.
Oh, cool. Your future looks bright. So you just look at your book and it helps you to get positive from the moment you see your book.
That's right. So there might be some issues that I've had to work through in that book, but then there are things that I've done to work through those issues. So that book to me is an inspirational book. It's always sitting on the table as well, so I can go to it whenever. So I encourage my clients to write things down in a way that they feel comfortable. I don't journal. I just write notes and keep it in that notebook. But we find the way that somebody wants to work.
Right. Yeah. So it's just you've got this notebook. You just start writing stuff down and you write little notes, and that helps you to remind yourself what you're working through, and also helps you to see your progress and your successes. And that ultimately helps you. It's a tool that helps you to enjoy life. Well, right now, there's probably some people listening, and you've had chronic illness, right? But the reality is there's so many things that we have to overcome in our lives, going from a negative attitude to a positive attitude. What's your advice for someone that may be like right now kind of like discouraged? What's your advice for helping them to go from the negative to the positive?
I would just say one word initially, and that's believe. Believe it can happen.
Okay, believe.
Believe.
So you got to have this belief that this is going to happen.
Absolutely. Because if you don't believe, if you keep saying, I can't do this, this is never going to happen to me, then it won't. Belief. is it opens out a world to you. Believe and working on yourself and using that positivity, even thinking positively, can get you out of a bad mood in 5 minutes. You know, in England, it pours with rain a lot. Today, it's really sunny, but it rains a lot here. So I hate rain. So I use my positive thinking a lot when it rains. So just small things like, okay, it's watering the plants. You know, when I'm having a bad day, I just think, do you know what? I can have a nice hot cup of tea indoors and I'm safe indoors. I'm not getting wet with the rain. So it's just finding little ways to think positively is the start. And then you can build on that afterwards.
Wow. So it's believe that there's hope in the future. Then it's thinking positive thoughts. And really, when we're thinking positive thoughts, well, every day we have a choice. Or every minute we have a choice to either think negative or positive. So at that point that a thought comes into our minds, we have to analyze it and then make a decision whether to dwell on the negative or the positive.
That's right. We have a mind. Everybody has a mind and it's very, very powerful. And we have the power to switch our minds from negative to positive. And it takes time and it takes practice and it's a habit. But if you make the awareness happen, it gets a lot easier. Until you're actually automatically turning those thoughts from negative to positive. And now I've got into that. It's fabulous. It opens out your world.
So if we're often tempted, well, the temptation of, or the negative thought isn't wrong. It's the dwelling on that negative thought. But you're saying it takes time to develop that ability to think positively.
That's right. It doesn't come easy to some people. Like I said before, I had a negative bias. I don't know where I got that from, but I had to train myself to turn things around. And I started just writing things down. And when I trained as a coach, you have to look into yourself and understand why you tried to be negative, because that was a conscious decision that I made somehow to be negative. And I decided I'm not doing that anymore. So it's developing the habit. And lots of people have said, and I do believe this, that if you do things three times in a row, it starts a habit. So that's kind of what I did to start. I started every negative thought, right, I'm going to switch that. And you repeat it three times.
So you're very intentional in making sure your thoughts turned into positive thoughts. So one thing you shared was we got to believe. The second thing, we have to think positively. Is there another thing that will really help us turn around from going negative to positive?
Yes. If you're a chronic illness sufferer or you have a challenge in your life, don't let it define you.
Okay. That's important.
It's very important because I'm Helen. That's me. I never introduce myself when I do talks and coaching. I do not introduce myself as a chronic illness sufferer because I'm Helen. I'm my own person. So I might have a chronic illness, but a lot of people won't know it because they see just me.
Yeah. And that's so important. There's a lot of difference between defining yourself by something and ignoring it, right? So you definitely work through your issues, but you don't let whatever happened to you define you as a person.
That's right. Using the definition is actually hiding your true self as well. So let your true self shine through. That's what I would say to people. Even if you're not a chronic illness sufferer, but you're just suffering something at the moment. And let's be honest, in the COVID-19 situation, we're all suffering a little bit.
Yes, that is correct. Everyone.
Everyone, exactly. Let yourself shine through.
Well, it's been such a blessing to have you on the On Point cast today, Helen. And I know people are going to want to know more about you or learn more about you. How can they connect with you? What's the best way to connect with you?
Okay, well, I have a website, which is www.positivehealthcoaching.co.uk.
Positivehealthcoaching.com.uk.
.co.uk.
Okay, .co.uk. Excellent. All right. And they can connect with you there, learn more about you. And that's great news. And you've been an inspiration to me. And I'm so excited we could talk. And I look forward to staying connected and hearing updates on how you're doing in the future.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, have a great day.
You too.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Wow, wasn't that a great interview with Helen? She shared so many things, and we can learn so many things from her experience of how she overcame this illness that she had. And she could have let this illness define her for the rest of her life, but she made a choice to not let it define her. She made a choice to live life with what she had and accomplish great things. And here are some of the things she talked about. You know, it's hard to face reality. You know, many times we know reality, but we don't want to look it straight in the face and say, wow, this is my reality. Whatever it is, we just don't want to face it. But once we do face it, it takes a lot of work to overcome some of the things that we do have to overcome because of our reality. But that's the truth. We got to overcome those things. And there's so many ways that we can do that. And some of the things that Helen mentioned on how we can overcome anything, whether it's the chronic illness she had or something else we had in our life, is first identify the issue. What is that issue that can hold us back or is holding us back from moving forward and achieving what we need to achieve? The second thing, what are those dreams? What are those things, those outcomes that we want to achieve? We need to know those things so that we can move forward. And after we know those outcomes, we need to take baby steps. We need to take these steps. Sometimes it's like, I want to take these big steps, but we just got to get started. And as we're moving forward, then in the future, we can start running, but we got to start with these baby steps, all right? And then we have to think positive. We can't allow these negative thoughts to dominate our thinking. And we were talking in the interview, negative thoughts are not wrong. It's what we do with those things. Are we going to dwell on them? Are we going to like make them the major part of our thinking? No. We need to like, what's happening here? Why am I thinking negatively? And then we need to start thinking positively, okay? It's not like we don't want to deal with our negative thinking. We got to go, what is that root? And then eliminate that root and think positively, okay? And for some people, this is going to take a lot of time to do that. You know, for you, maybe it's easy, all right? But I can say for myself, thinking negatively and conquering that is not always easy, all right? And finally, we got to believe that it will happen. We have to really believe that we're going to be able to have success. And so that is so important, just believing that there's hope, just believing that this path we're on is going to lead us to the best thing. Even though we may not be experiencing now, we're believing in the future that things are going to be great. All right, that was a great interview. Well, one more thing before we go. All right, if you go to onpointer.com and you go all the way down to the bottom of the page, you'll see a button that says register. And we have this community and it's free, okay? And with this community, you're going to be able to do something that I've been doing for the past 30 years, all right? So I'll show you that and you can learn that. I believe it's going to be helpful to you. I know it's been helpful to me. Also, you'll be notified every time we have one of these great shows going on. And also, you'll be notified when something else is going to happen, something special. So you'll be in the loop. You'll get informed. All right. So go to onpointer.com, register, and look forward to seeing you in our community. All right. Have a great day. Hasta luego. Ciao.